Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of We Shot First. This is episode 31 in season 3. Now, we usually go about 33 to about 37 episodes per season, and I know there's not much left of this one, but two things we noticed. First of all, this has got to be like the first combat where Poser doesn't go first. And second of all, is it like every other combat where Hall gets beat up? Is this just me?
Or like, honestly, I just think that you've got it out for me.
No.
But you don't even realize you do. It's just ingrained into you. Like, I got to kill Matt.
Freudian slip.
No.
I hate this guy so bad.
Not at all.
Not in public. Keep in face.
It's all about positioning of like, you know what, and we got to remember like these, I'm not saying they're scripted down to every little action. GMs take a lot of leeway, but they script a combat setup. The way an NPC thinks going, I'll target this kind of character, or I'll take advantage of this, or we'll try and get it right. And like, they're very reactive to what you guys do. And then there's just basic logic of, you know, shoot towards where we think the biggest threat is or whatever. One of the coolest advantages a player has is unless you reveal yourself as the biggest bad on the field, you won't pull aggro, right? Like Poser and Vibesh sneaking up and just taking out pilots. 1, 2, 3. Oh shit, there's a problem over there. But that was like too late. You know, 4 guys in a row, by the time they got to guy 3 and people realized what was going on, right? That's the way to do it, I say. If you guys, you know, low profile in a fight. Anyway, we are continuing our cloud car combat, our very first starship combat. So let's get into it, gentlemen. Round 4, Merrick, you are up and...
In a dogfight.
In a dogfight, which I believe we actually owed you a round last. Remember, we'd skipped? We set you up for a dogfight, and actually in round 3, there was some dogfighting that we needed to do. We mentioned it, and I skipped right over it. Because you had blown past him, and as an attack of opportunity, I pulled you into a dogfight, and when I got to his turn, I skipped over it, saying, we'll get back to the dogfight in a minute. So, retconning back to round 3, let's talk about dogfighting, Aiden, and must always speak up, Matt. No, seriously. We're locked in a dogfight, and we do know that if anyone tries to like tickle our fancy from the outside, they're going to be shooting at the two of us at -5. What advantage is there for me locking this guy in a dogfight there, guys? Anyone?
Well, there's a couple juice, sir.
Matt, please.
One, anybody from outside of the dogfight shooting into the dogfight suffers a -5 penalty.
I just said that.
Unless they have the precise shot feat.
Okay.
While you are in the dogfight, you can't do anything to anybody else.
I gotta say, I like the Ewok look you got going on there. Is that your next character, in case you're dying?
I'm just wearing the Mertz sweater.
Oh, show us the sweater. No one else is buying them. Draw the mic, can't see it.
Merchandise!
Oh, very nice. The purple hoodie with We Shot First in color at teespring.com/rollmongers. Check out our merch. Even if for a laugh, you don't have to buy it. Just laugh at it. We tried so hard to make it, you know, count for something. Sorry, you were saying, we are dogfighting. I want to shoot this guy. Do I get any advantage? Any flanky wanky? Spanky? Something. It's going to be something.
There's no flanking.
It's going to be some advantage besides, like, everyone just leaving us alone because of the -5. Is that it?
Well, and to attack, you need to make a piloting check. It's a pilot off check on your turn. So if I want to attack him, I got to make a piloting check and beat him. If he wants to attack me, same thing.
Okay. Oh, I see. So... once we're in a dogfight, you may not even get an attack off like you were before. Yeah. We've got to do the piloting.
Yeah, so you're confident in your piloting skills are better than the opposition that you engage in.
Yeah, pretty much sounds like only one guy. Well, no, because on your turn, you can also try to make said check, right? It's not like one round. No, I just mean like on my turn, I do the check, you oppose, maybe I'll get a shot. On your turn, you can do the same. It's not like only one guy gets a chance to per round.
It's non-negotiable. That piloting check happens if you want to really do anything.
Yeah, I know, but you're not following what I'm saying. So moving on, my go, I'm going to shoot you.
Pilot check.
Well, fine.
Do it.
I was getting to it.
Do it now.
And there's no penalties to this check, I hope. That would really suck.
-10 because your confidence isn't coming through.
11.
11.
Wasn't very confident. That's not very confident, is it?
So this determines your penalty on your attack roll in the dogfight.
11.
Okay, we're at par.
Uh-huh.
Well, equals or exceeds, I'd say that's a success.
It says if you win the opposed check.
So a tie?
Well,
a win?
What he means is like you have a reflex of 27. Beat. I've got to hit your 27, not over. So, I'll go with the staple. We'll say I had to beat you. I needed a 12.
Okay.
It's kind of you, but in this instance, I don't think it's like hitting a reflex. It's like literally scissors.
So the precedence is that ties and lower are a loss.
Yes. For now.
Cool.
You know, we got to keep an open mind because this book is riddled with, you know.
What?
Exactly.
You crazy.
So he attempts to fly around and nearly get some shots off on you, but no. Now we are into round four because I owed him that retcon, and it is your go, sir.
All right. I make my piloting maneuver against him. You are a rookie in this game. Let me show you how you really shoot. I get a 17.
Okay. Versus my opposition?
Yep.
The opposition would... The opposition gets 11, because that's what we're doing now. Jeez. So, a little bit of maybe this kind of thing, right? Yeah, you chase me, I'll chase you. No, ah.
If we just put a tree here, this would be a Bollywood film.
Actually, I guess they're facing each other. Anyway. Na-na-na-na-na. Dogfight. So,
bow, 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 bow.
Do the actual shooting, sir. Attacking with right. Your cannons.
Yep, light blaster cannons, go! Point blank shot, so that's a plus one.
Yep.
Don't really have anything else for that. He's not my prime target, unfortunately.
Merrick is revealing his aggression against a Talon 1 combat cloud car. We'll see how it holds up.
Oh, 12.
No, sir.
Nope. Shots go wide. Hit my prime target. I'm focused.
These suckers are fast, sleek, and have a better reflex than you do. If not, not the same. They're not sturdy. They don't have the same hit points, but they're hard to hit, little buggers. Okay. Now you're in the dogfight, yeah. Right?
So I can. So that let me see. Attacking. So that's my standard action.
Yeah.
And then my attack was a swift. You may as a swift action. I still have a move action, which I could then attempt to disengage. That would be a piloting check.
And as long as you beat my piloting check, you can disengage.
And just for the sake of the meme, let's try it.
Sure.
Piloting check. Right. Go.
13 is your target.
All right. 13's what I rolled.
19.
19's my total.
19. You disengage. And where do you want to go? Or is that it? Do you just like break off?
I can move a number of squares equal to my vehicle's speed.
Okay. What do you want?
Let's see where I am. I are there. So
you're top of the board. You've got open. Mm-hmm. You've got open space heading to the left or to the, let's say, westerly sunrise.
I would like to get to the other side.
Can you ping for me?
Yes, definitely. Ping. Of Ramagiligar.
Oh, yeah, sure. You can move through friendlies, no problem.
Yeah, well, you're right. You can go move through enemies.
Now, it does take you... Oh, yeah, no collision, right? So
I don't have to do the whole swoop under and shoot my entire movement?
No, you don't.
No? Okay, I would then like to swing around and move adjacent to my prime target, who I was lighting up before.
Okay. As you move into the square, you're flying, but as you move out, I have the stations... They've all been alerted, and anybody who gets close, they've readied an action to shoot at you. So as you're doing your flyby, zoomp, this one station is going to take a pot shot at you.
Okay.
But don't worry. You know, it's just stationary guns. Their attack is...
They're miners first, shooters second.
Refinery first, shooting second. 11.
To hit me?
Yeah.
No.
2.
Goes wide.
Okay. Anything else, sir? That's you?
That is me.
Okay, Ramagiligar in the glorious chariot. Where would you like Besh to fly to? He'll pilot, and you can shoot.
Well, that remains to be a good question.
Now, you can shoot at the cloud car directly in front of you right now and then just have him fly around, if you wish.
Let's see if there's anybody else that we... Nope, I think we'll do that. I think we'll just...
There is a guy on your 6. Also, please note that. There's a combat car on your 6, and that's not good news because you, I believe, are these turrets? Because I think
and he has been lit up.
Yeah, one's underneath. The little one underneath is like a, I think, is a turret. But if that thing stays behind you, one of the guns can't shoot it.
Well, we can't really have that. So I'm thinking that since Vivesh is the pilot that he is, I'm going to tell him that we want to get the optimal shot on the guy behind us, and we're going to take that shot. So. Yo, Vivesh, that guy back there, we want to see him.
Okay.
We want to shoot him.
Now, there's no rule saying you can't move 0 squares, or do I have to move at least one?
You have to move at least one if you full round, or if you full moved last turn.
Yeah, okay.
So if he moved last turn full 4 squares, then he has to move at least one.
Okay. Do you want him to go up or down?
Down.
Down? Okay. So he banks hard, okay, and I don't know if facing really counts in this, but he is looking to sort of sweep behind. So
facing doesn't matter.
Yeah, so he banks hard. Well, these things do have like a forward arc, right? My intent is to... Oh, wait a minute. What's the movement on the chariot? I have an idea.
Four squares.
Okay, so one, two, three, four puts us there. Okay, so what he's going to do is he's going to come down one. We'll take our shots here, and then he'll go three under Merrick and then turn again and go four. So like he's doing the S-bend. He's coming in and then using you guys as cover to fly low. So, and then there's a double, there's double move.
He doesn't have to move four squares. He could.
No, I got an idea here. Because you basically want him to turn around and line up another shot, right?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Right. Like, so that's one move. So now he can also do this. We see the turret, we see the tower shooting, right? So we want to avoid those. So then there's one, two, three, four. And he's going to sweep in behind, if you're cool with that, because all the cloud cars are lining up.
Okay, yeah, well, you should works. At least let him take a shot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, this
yeah, please.
From,
we're here
from
to,
his point-blank range.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, like, well, and Besh, too.
The other thing is we could only have him go one move action and then standard fire either at the front cloud car or at something else.
Oh, that's right.
So that we're getting two shots per round.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Sorry. One, two, three, four. No, he's done here because you guys want Besh to shoot as well. I forgot about that. Yeah, he's done there and have both shoot. So who's got Besh up?
Both attacks are on the Glorious Chariot character sheet. Oh, okay. So if you just want
Hit both of them, Corey.
Both of them.
All right. So we want we close enough for double medium laser cannons. Oh, we got a pilot shot. Yeah. So here's the shot for Besh.
No, he doesn't sound very happy about it.
Aha, let's see what we got. What do we get there?
28 is a hit.
With a damage of 14.
Okay. That hits, sir. And I'll take 14. Now, I don't have shields, so I take 10 off. So it's 4 points off his main. Still chipping away.
Excellent.
And then
all right, and we have a double laser cannon from the gunner, which would be me, with an attack of 23 and a damage of 58.
Very nice. Guess what, Ramagilligar?
Woohoo!
First,
pew, pew.
First kill goes to Gilligar. I have 43 hit points left, and even with my damage reduction, you do 48. Takes us to the negative. So this thing, you knock out the engines, and, you know, because it's Disney PG as opposed to blowing it sky high, it just goes, you know, down. Right? Nah. What's the threshold? Let's talk about thresholds. Oh,
yeah, you superseded the threshold, I'm sure. If he only has 43 hit points, you did.
Well, no, it has a threshold of 41. Does your threshold drop as your hit points drop? Because that would change every combat you ever stood up against.
No. Your threshold's your threshold. Okay. But if his threshold's 41 and he did 43 he did 48.
Yeah, that's actual possible death. Because the killing...
explosion.
The killing death. And...
unless he's got a force point.
No, this is a... I don't have the crew for force points. Yeah, no, he blows it up.
Wilhelm scream.
Yeah, so threshold doesn't go down. Based on your total health, it does go down based on condition trap.
Right. But
which would make sense.
But
right?
This is the killing shot, and he beat threshold. So just like a death of character.
No, sorry. I was meaning more for in general, not this specific circumstance.
Okay. So you know what the best part of my day is about to be?
Explosion? Michael Bay?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Nice big explosion. And while we're getting to exploding things, Arthur. Let's see. I don't have Jay tonight, so Matt. Besh is going to be Corey. You're going to be Arthur because you were boring him.
Okay.
So do you have access to Arthur's ship?
Which one is he?
It says Arthur.
In the colors.
It'll say he's blue, and does say Arthur's.
I have access to ship, So he's the blue one?
He's the blue guy.
Okay. So he is going to... can you do a loop up one? Or you can. Enough to do the whole... whew, but he'll get a chance to initiate a dogfight because I can... passing basically through every threatened square he has.
Well, you're flying along, and then like off to your right, up there's that wonderful sound of and scratch one combat cloud car. I made explosion noises that you can't hear. It's if I ever lead up to something and go silent, because I'm feeding in, you know, the actual noise.
So he's going to go up one loop to loop on the cloud car, literally behind him. So he's going to fly up one, back one, or back two, down one.
Okay, so you pull a four and end up behind him.
Yep.
Awesome.
And shoot. But he will get an opportunity to engage in a dogfight before that happens. So actually, before I resolve the shot, we should resolve the dogfight.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
No, nope, okay. they're not into, these ones are not interested in dogfighting. They have their own tactics, which I'm initiating.
Okay. Well, let's go, baby.
Oh, speaking,
come on, R4.
Speaking of dogfighting, I guess I better take the dogfighting symbol off of
an attack of 19
against
for 42 points of damage against the blue marked cloud car.
Against the cloud car. Huh. I seem to have misplaced my cloud car.
You tried clicking the button.
15 is my reflex.
So 19 hits for 42 damage.
Right. Take 10 off for damage reduction. So 32.
32 points of damage.
My threshold is 38.
Oh, skin of his teeth. And he still has a swift, so he's going to preemptively start the process of charging shields.
Oh, okay. Now, when you get to the third one, that's when we hit your mechanics check. Otherwise, you got to start over. All right.
And that's R4.
All right. Start the timer. Ding. One. All right. And next we have Poser. Mr. Shan.
Very, before we go on to my turn, something important about dogfighting that doesn't apply now but might apply later is when you're attacking in a dogfight, you can only make a singular attack with a vehicle weapon.
Yes.
So the point of dogfighting somebody higher level would be to stop them from doing double attack, triple attack. So
can you dogfight like the Glorious Chariot, or can the Chariot dogfight you? Like,
any starships can engage in dogfights.
Any size? Yeah. Surely.
Well, yeah. I don't think you're going to see destroyers.
It says a pilot of an airspeeder or starfighter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or is that be like watching Zeppelin's race?
I mean, you do see the Falcon, which is about
that
the same size.
That would be so cool, seeing a dogfight between Star Destroyers.
That would be so slow and boring.
Actually, you have seen that. You know that one scene when they almost collision and they just kind of slowly glide and turn ever so slowly, right?
Yeah.
Everyone on the side. There's like the one guy in the bridge that's kind of like yanking it to the left going, ah! Sure, sure. That's a dogfight right there. Anyway, moving on, Poser.
Okay. The guy that I mind sharded last time is in the purple mark one.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, he's the one with the icon screaming and holding his head.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah, so I'm going to melt his brain again.
Because
he's adjacent, right, and I have two uses of it in my force suite.
All right. Give me, use the force to seek out the 33.
Well, I seeked him out last time.
Yeah, but we're
already have him blocked.
No, because you're also flying and doing tons of other. If you were just standing there focusing on one guy as he runs around a room, I'd give it to you for one. But you're flying a ship, taking note of everything around you. So no, you want to see him? Use the floors. However, I'll let you do it as a swift action. So you reach out as a swift and you lock onto him with 33, 34 to use the force to actually use your power.
Yep.
So close. I use my force point and I fail miserably. Okay. And what is my new fate? I dare not ask.
So you're automatically going one down the condition track and you're taking 26 points of damage.
Okay. And you got anything else?
That was standard and swift. I got to move.
Okay. Where do you want to go? I pointed you at him, but it's like, you know, you can go anywhere you want.
I like the idea that Matt was doing, or, R4 was doing. So let's get
under the cloud car. So you banked.
Yeah.
You bank, give him the finger, psychic's brains, and then go flying out under the cloud car. Sure.
Is he still flying?
Well, when it comes to his turn, well, you'll learn his fate, won't you?
You know what? That's fair. Okay, then.
It's a preemptive strike going, and he does this, right? It's like, well, do you want to spend swifts to watch or see or determine? But like on his turn, we'll see the reaction. Now, if you blow him up, I'm not going to wait till his turn to like for the ship to blow up.
Well, yeah.
But I will say this. Since you personally can sense him with the force still this round, right?
Yeah.
There, the light goes dim. There's this little life form rapidly dimming in the cockpit, and but he paints the windshield. There's that. But the cloud car, remember you guys were talking about Remy Gilligar in the shuttle bay when Corey left the game and how the thing straightens itself?
Yeah.
So the ship flies true, but it's just like flying away. Da-da-da. Spoil my fun. Okay. Next we have Rahal. The real Rahal. Would you please stand?
The real Rahal.
Please stand up.
No, because if I do that, I'll hit my head on a canopy.
Yeah, you're sure to avoid it.
So I'm going to do the same thing that R4 and Poza did.
All right. 1 second. Okay. Go ahead, Matt.
All right. So I'm going to do the same thing I just seen R4 and Poza do and do the old loop the loop around the back of this cloud car here. But instead of spending my standard to attack, I'm going to spend two swifts to attempt to raise my shield value.
Okay. So you're burning to your third? Oh, no, you're a different character. Because you were Arthur before.
I already started one.
I thought that was Arthur.
Well, he did too, but I did on my last turn last game.
Did you?
Session, yeah.
Sure you did.
100% I did.
Sure.
I do remember him stating it.
Well, oh wait, I can pause and look this up.
Give her.
I was kidding. I was pretending I was actually pausing the episode. Like, oh, okay, he's right. We wasted 20 minutes looking for it. No, it's fine. Go ahead. 25 DC mechanic check, please. Or no shield 20. For you.
And I rolled a 1, so no.
Sorry.
And put me in position now, behind that.
Does he have to start like all over?
I would assume so. 3 swifts and then a DC 20. If
you kind of funny, like, you get the key and you get the engine going, you're going rah-nah, where the keys or whatever. It's like, what if you get like the first two and the third one? No. And you just kind of like reboot the third one. Come on. Okay, this one.
I have no idea. I would assume you've got to start the process again.
Probably. See, that's me almost being kind. Yes, sir.
Very quickly, looking at that calculation, are you factoring in the ship's bonus to your mechanics as well?
Oh, we get to add the two of them?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I still wouldn't succeed, but that would have given me a 13.
Okay. Good to know. Oh, you know what I've got here on your ship? I actually have that one ping. I got that little one. Remember we said, oh, I'll put it here so we don't forget. And I forgot. I'm so sorry.
And you forgot.
That's okay.
But that's my turn. But if you can please move my ship to the position behind that cloud car behind me right now.
Meow.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
Do the old loop-de-loop flips.
Yep.
And that's me.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming that...
Oh, and he'd get an opportunity to try and dogfight me as well, but...
No, I think we have a different tactic in mind. Or, actually, they have one printed. We like flyby attacking, not dogfighting. That's the job for those combat cars. Right over there. Oh, dear. Right away. That's you, sir. It's time for combat cloud cars. Okay, 3 left. Okay, following Rahal, the guy that's red and just kind of likes you. You know, he's just going to come over and take his shots. The one that's green... over here, that must have suffered some insult from Merrick, is going to go after him. This one here, for some strange reason, just drives forward. And now, how fast can you slow? If you're going full boot, you said you got to do at least 1 square, right? So if this guy throttles, well, it's not like he backs off the throttle, but it just starts going away, you know?
Well,
there could be an argument that he would just kind of like just go forward a square and slow. Or, you know, just keep going.
There's a specific rule about uncontrolled vehicles.
Yeah, we were talking about it with Gilligar asleep at the helm. So what was it?
Yeah. So on their initiative, the vehicle moves in a straight line, a number of squares equal to its speed, and then comes to a complete stop.
Oh, okay. I see.
And a vehicle without a pilot can land itself to a complete stop will fall as if it had been disabled.
Cool. Well, guess what happens to him? He actually has 6 squares and leaves the map. So unless you guys want to chase him, he's gone. We're down 2. Funny, one guy just kind of floated off into the sunset. And they're communicating back and forth. Now, remember you guys had asked for them to hack into the comms or whatever?
Yep.
Right?
Well, and if they can't hack them, maybe even jam them.
2 natural 20s. No, they hack them. And you guys get to hear the final screams of like, oh, my head. Oh, my God. And then the car just keeps going straight. That's odd. And then you get the it's a glorious chariot, you know, like, isn't that ship registered to Darga? Why is it firing on us? Oh, you know, that must have been hijacked. Well, it's no threat. Boom. And that guy dies. Yeah, you know, that kind of thing, right? Okay, there's only 2, right? Form up on me. Anyway, the squad leader, okay, actually is the guy attacking Merrick. They watched, you know, who they're, you know, the way you guys formed up, and Merrick came out a little bit, and you guys kind of form up a little bit, so their squad leader hung back. They do a little shuffle of the deck. And, oh, actually, sorry, their squad leader is the red one going after Rahal. Anyway, so the 2 talons, I'll resolve them first because they have a slightly separate initiative. I've got 2 talons and they are going to rely.
Do you want to start a dogfight?
well, we've lost 2 guys. We are actually better off. Because if we start dogfights with you, then all of our allies take penalties shooting you. So we are actually going to do a strafe.
Crap, I forgot to fly.
I don't think you can strafe on the starship scale.
Sorry, I mean like, you know, auto fire. We're going to come up and just spray at you.
Okay.
So with the whopping -2 to hit...
-5. -5 for auto fire.
These guys have their +3, so it comes to -2 on a raw roll.
Okay.
They're +3. Like, I've got +3 bracket -2 auto fire. So yep, if I roll, my 9 becomes a 7 and we miss. Boo. And because we don't have all those fancy feats you do, Mr. Merrick. And a 14.
Yeah,
many
it's
do.
Still auto fire, so
and
it still
a 14.
Takes damage.
Oh, no. Rahal gets hit with a 14 on auto fire. So, for the damage, starting with 4d10 times 2 for Merrick.
I should have flown defensively. I forgot.
Merrick takes half of 20, which is 10, and his damage reduction in shields should chew that up.
Yeah.
Nicely. But your shields will now drop from 15 to 10.
Yes, because shields go first, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're only taking half damage from that, and what are your shields at the moment? Are they at 15?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I've got...
My shields are at 10.
Sorry.
Okay, if your shields are at 10, then they'll drop to 5. But if they were at 15, they'd stay at 15.
Have you been tracking your shields?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm at 10 of 15.
Okay. Yeah. But not from this hit?
No, from the previous hit.
Okay. That's what I said, because I had you at 15. I'm like, well, that's not right. I'm sure I hit you.
Nope.
Okay.
Are you not talking to my character sheet, right?
I'm looking at the mini, because I'm tracking you through the mini, not your sheet. So that's fine. That's how we stay. If everybody tracks, it helps. So, anyway, this shot, even if you're at 10, I only did 10. So, you know, the rule holds. Yeah. It doesn't penetrate, okay. So you're good. And they don't drop anymore. So he strafes you, and your deflector shields eat it. Now
But they are at 5 now, right?
Nope. They stay.
Let me look that up really quick.
All right, cool, Gary.
Because I can't remember if it's.
I don't. I think it calculates the shield first and then your DR.
Yeah, but whatever. Wayne's looking up. Do I need to beat the shields to chew them up or match them? Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Because if it beats it, he has 10 shields. I did 10 damage after the halvesies.
That dropped it down to 0. If it applies the shields first, it should chew it down.
Yeah, it should chew the shield down and then...
Well, we think we have to beat the shield rating. I have to do at least 11 points for it to go down. Otherwise, it stays.
Right, but your initial shot was 20 damage, and you factor the shields.
Okay, well, hang on.
Pull 10 off.
20 and half, because it's auto-fire.
Oh, auto-fire. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. No, that
so now, so now I'm going 10 against a shield of 15. Oh, what's that, Merrick? 10 of 10.
10 against a shield 10, of 10.
And it absorbs. Ains is double-checking that for us.
If the damage dealt by an attack exceeds the target's shield rating, reduce the shield rating by five.
Yeah, so your shields don't disappear to zero, Merrick. They just go down in a 5 increment because they're recycling.
Yeah, well, it says exceeds.
Yeah,
not
so
me.
If you only did 10 damage, then it didn't exceed.
Yeah,
it'll stay at 10.
What I'm saying, though, is they don't drop all the way to zero if I do beat it. They only go down
They degrade to the next stage.
Yeah, we're going to have to do this a different way because I'm literally listening to you guys. The four of us are reiterating the same crap over and over and over.
Exactly. Let's move on.
Not good.
Yay. You still have your shields.
Yay. Now it's time for your damage. You don't think I forgot?
Roll low. Roll real low.
You don't think I... Full damage times 2. Oh, that's right. I forgot. It's times 2. Oh. So it actually is 20 points. It's 20. Okay. 20 times 2 is 20. You had shield. So you have shields of 10.
So I still take no damage, but my shields go down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They go down to 5. Sorry, it's all screwed up. Now, as for Merrick, he's lucking out. I only do 14 points of damage against Merrick, against Rahal, but he has no shields.
I have 5 shields.
I've got you at 0 shield, because you've been humped a lot last game.
Yeah, I got attacked 3 times.
Yeah,
I think.
But 10,
one
15.
Time, I think it absorbed it.
Did it?
Yeah, because I think he did.
Oh, you know what? That's probably the 5 that I owed Merrick's ship. I probably just pinged the wrong ship. That would make sense.
Because I'm pretty sure the first attack like blasted the crap out of me.
I'll give it to you.
So hit that median and then
now this is an auto fire, right? So it doubles, which is 28, and I hit you. So unfortunately, you take the 28 points of damage. So starting with the shields,
5,
right? So that's 23. Then your damage reduction of 10. So it's 13 points
of damage.
Right. So your 53 becomes 40.
And I have no shields.
And you have no shields. No shield for you. Okay. Combat is fun. Apologies, everyone, but it is our first time. Don't know when to pull out.
Virgins.
Yeah, no kidding. and that's just the cloud. That's just the talons. Now the cloud cars go, and a little change of tactics here. These guys.
I'm just going to point out that 3 of the 7 cloud cars you have on the field have been targeting me.
Don't worry. So we're going to actually change targets.
Because I'm obviously no threat. I'm just like getting shot to crap.
Oh no!
Stop shooting that. There's a child in that vehicle.
Oh, I'm going to orbit. I'll call y'all. I'm out.
So this cloud car here, you know how you guys have your free swing, as it were, right?
Everyone can swing.
Facing is irrelevant. Okay, they are going to shoot and then withdraw, just like a character action, and use.
Can you withdraw?
You can't withdraw as a vehicle.
So I can only do drive-bys.
Correct.
Okay, then they'll do that. We will use our superior speed, as you know they like to say in their little, to do flybys, where the pilot does double moves and the co-pilot does the shooting. But with our superior speed of 6, and that gives me 12, we're going to basically go 4 to get to the other side of Arthur. Now, he's going to shoot first, but I'll get back to that. Shoot. 4 to get to the other side of Arthur here. Okay. And continue on. Does Arthur want to try and dogfight me? Because I'm going through the threatening squares and I'm still going. 5, 6.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
6, 7, 8, 9.
It's piloting roll, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Negative 5.
And I get negative 5 or just at par?
You're at par.
Oh, okay.
With the negative 5 factored in.
Okay, well, luckily for you, these guys aren't quite a good pilot, so that's 18.
So he's locked in. We are now dogfighting.
So I try to get under you. Just to make this simple, I'm going to put him past you, because, no, it stops me where I am.
Yep.
Okay.
Immediately stop.
You have been dogfought, sir.
Yes, you get a dogfight symbol, and you get a dogfight symbol. Okay, so we'll get back to you to do the shot. Same thing with Poser.
I'll attempt it.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to go well.
There's a 20 on that die, remember?
Here's me.
Yeah.
Dude, I rolled a 19 for Arthur.
10.
There's also a 4.
9.
And is that negative 5?
Yeah, okay, the negative 5's on there.
So he's going to do 4, 5, 6 to get to the edge of my map here. Go down. 9, 10. Around a little corner here. Going wide. And he will also take a shot, which I'll resolve in a moment. This guy here is going to regroup on the far side. So we've got Talonkar here is going to swing around and attempt the same thing with Rahul. Do you want to dogfight me? Or?
Yeah, he does.
Tries to do a drive-by shooting with a 20.
That's a pretty solid 6, one. 10. And I fail it abysmally with a 3. I forgot to factor the minus.
4, 5. I think I'm just going to...
So he makes it by, no problem.
And he will be shooting at you. Over here, we have this guy is going to flip around. And as I said before, there are some change of targets here in our base today. It's a little chatter. This guy is going to target Merrick. And this one's going after the chariot after it blew up. Actually, they are both 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Do you want to dogfight me? 2, 6. You want to dogfight me?
You only get one reaction. So
no, but they are literally coming at him simultaneously. So you can pick your dogfight opponent. And that would be...
Any of? Either of us?
No. Not you. Both are going for the chariot.
Well, actually, if it moves through any of Merrick's threatened squares, he can do it.
Yeah. The guy that came down, like this guy used an angle and didn't get into you. No, you have your choice, yeah. Problem is, what if you both pick the same guy?
Unfortunate for him.
Actually, two people can't.
You ever been dogfought twice from different angles?
Can you wingman a dogfight? Now, you guys have free chatter. You just say,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You take that one. I'll take these two. I mean, it's pretty simple. So, Gilligar, do you want a dogfight? Yes, no.
Yes, let's do a dogfight.
Okay, which one?
What is the closest one to me? Looks like this guy right here.
There's a guy going towards the station, which has guns on it. And there's a guy going away from the station towards Poser.
The one going towards the station, I believe it's the only one that's not already in combat with somebody.
Well, both of these are coming at you.
Well, let's just take the one in front.
Okay. So, Merrick, do you want the guy that's trying to slip away?
The one that's behind Gilligar?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one's already got my green mark on him.
Yeah, sure. I put it up, but I want verification. Okay, so dogfight away, boys. Try to beat our piloting skill with a negative 5 to your roll.
Yeah.
15 and 4, was just 20. So 15 for Gilligar, 20 for Merrick.
Rolled a 2.
Did we mention our squad, our squad leader? Do you know what I called the last episode? M Squadron. Eh? Eh? For Merrick? M Squadron. And he's not even trained in pilot. Now we know why. Tactics man, shout him out.
Only one.
So you fail and I keep going. So over here, 1, 2, 3, 6, 7. And Poser, did you try and dogfight anybody?
Yes, I did. Okay, so I can't.
All right, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Whoosh, whoosh. Ramagilligar, can I have a piling check? Or sorry, from Besh. So a piloting check from Vibesh's character sheet, a negative 5.
It should be worked out on the Glorious Chariot if you just click the pilot on the Glorious Chariot.
And we'll just you category. Can just put in a negative 5 mod when it asks for it.
Yeah.
Okay. You got that?
I'm looking at the pilot on the character sheet, and it looks like the total is minus 1. Oh, yep. No, never mind. I got to go up the pilot. Ramagilligar is the gunner. Vibesh is the pilot. Mm-hmm. I am looking at the pilot skill as a total of minus 1.
Yeah, because of your size.
Okay, so that's correct. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, and you got to
go. So when you click it, it'll ask for a modifier.
Yep.
Put in minus five.
Okay, just wanted to make sure we got this right. Yep. So we don't leave the Besh out.
That's right.
Natural 20.
For 14. And I had a 15. So close.
I got a natural 20, man.
So?
Are natural 20s automatic success on skill checks? I don't think they are.
Wow. Sorry. So.
Force point.
Force point. Yeah, do it. Force point. Juice it.
Now.
Call Joe. You won't let us use Vibesh's.
Call Joe. We'll call Mr. Gibson.
Sheet.
All right.
So we're gonna do it. Roll a d6 for the force point. I mean, you can't fail because 18. And he locks him in a dogfight.
Nice.
It's dogfight time. And for your special dogfight, we're going to use this symbol so that we don't get confused of who's fighting who. The reactor core symbol. You boys are dogfighting. Skull and crossbones are the other one. Okay. I think that's everyone's move. Now, like I said, they all take the opportune shot at point blank, which I will resolve now. So, everyone shooting in the storm cloud car. Okay. These guys come at you. And we're going to be ballsy. They line up a shot. They don't go with the auto fire, you know, the chip away. They try to line up a good shot. With a plus three, which means if they get 11, they'll actually hit you. Because you guys, what's the chariot's reflex? Starting with Arthur.
It's the same as ours, 14.
21 is a hit. And Arthur takes 5d10. 5d10.
Ooh, that's a lot of damage.
42 points. He's got 10 shields. They go down to 5. And takes 10 off.
Not far off of max damage.
32. And then it's 22. Now, we don't double this. So he takes his first real hit. Arthur takes 22.
Ooh, down to 98 points.
Yep.
Every time I hear, I just envisioned the R2-D2 screaming sound.
Yeah, I wish I had that. Poser.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
With a 9 and a miss. Next, we have a guy flying by Rahal.
Oh, that shot from which one shot R4? The one he's dogfighting with?
Yeah.
Okay, did you do your opposing pilot roll to be able to attack?
No. Hang on. I shot first, then I flew and provoked.
Oh, okay.
I just held the rolls because it's bloody impossible to remember who's moving where.
No, so I'm following now.
Everyone was nose to nose and did that, right? But I do owe opposing rolls. No. We did opposing rolls to initiate the dogfight, so we're good.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Natural 1 against Rahal.
Well, that misses.
Yes. And last but not least, against the glorious, glorious Chariot. 20. So that hits. Chariot's going down. We never really liked Darga. We're going to blow up his ship with you on it. The glorious.
Well, I guess that's one way to get rid of Ram and Gilligar.
No, Gilligar.
No, don't be like that.
He still owes us money. Gilligar, the chariot, what have you got for shields and
life insurance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What we got here?
15 on DR, 15 on shield rating.
Okay, now your shields are down to 10. So
I just dropped them on the character sheet.
Yeah, I'm working on the mini here, so I'm just talking out loud to myself. So they're going to drop down to 5 because you've been hit before. But of that 17 points, 10 gets chewed up. And what kind of damage reduction does this thing have?
15.
15. So it takes no damage, but your shields are getting chewed up. That's not too bad.
No, not at all.
I got
secret shields. It's called the art of fly and run.
It's actual extra plating. Because even says, like, it talked about the Glorious Chariot having extra defenses. And it's like, yeah, you've got better DR, like better plating. Okay, I believe that's all my guys. And now we're down to the actual platforms. And one held an action and shot at Merrick as he flew by. So that's him burnt and the rest are not in range. So we're welcoming you to round 5. And that took almost an hour.
Yeah, Starship combat's hard, bro.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can't bump this up a notch.
Well, there's a lot of targets too, right?
Right. So let's try this. Okay. Also, I thought of you guys are like, you guys all go first and we go. If it was like you, me, it might seem a little faster. So you guys do know when you shoot, right? You say, okay, I'm going to shoot now, then move, or move and then shoot. Like, you're all trying to line up the good shot, right?
Yep.
Okay, so keeping that in mind, all right, let's go through everyone's movement and shooting, like, try to do it quickly. So Merrick, where do you want to go? And then just take your shot.
I'd like to redesignate my prime target to the fighter that he's just hanging on. This guy thinks, I think he likes me.
Okay.
He won't leave me alone.
Okay. Not to be confused with dog fighting, so I've just put the target on him, not you. Okay.
Cool.
What do you want to do with him?
I'd like to shoot him.
Are you moving anywhere?
Because
you got to go at least one square.
I will.
Where do you want to go?
I will go to... Well, I'm shooting first, then moving.
Rahal's getting chewed up. You can hear this over the comms. Oh, no, you're going to take your shot, and we know it's point blank, but let's talk about your movement, and then, like I said, we'll try to resolve them all at once so it's quicker, you're saying?
Yeah. I'll just move to the right, swim around this guy's right flank, and try to get eyes on Rahal's situation.
Okay, so you're just moving a little bit or a lot?
Yeah, I'm just going to move the one square.
Okay. Now, as you move out of something I threaten, can I not initiate a dogfight with him? Because you're moving.
You can, but he's firing first.
Oh, yeah, no, you're going to fire. Well, like I said, we'll get to that, but there is that, but you're done. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see if I could do it, because you notice how quickly I did the cloud cars by doing it all at once?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Gilligar, where do you want Besh to move to? Now, you're dogfighting with this guy, so you actually need to do a pilot check just to keep fighting him. So we'll actually do the dog fights. This is just going to get complicated.
There are some little complications because... Yeah.
It affects gunners.
It affects gunners.
All right. So, Merrick, take your shot. I thought I could do this en masse, but it's just going to probably confuse the audience even more. So.
Well, because there can be a trickle-down effect of things we do.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going in order, and it is what it is.
Okay. Well, you're on deck, sir, so think about what you want to do. So, Merrick, take your shot.
All right. I use auto-fire. Go for half damage.
Okay.
And what the hell? Go for burst fire. I don't like him. Forsake the half damage. He is in point blank. So I take, it's already got the minus five, prime target plus point blank, plus three to no extra plus, just the number.
I just realized the board hadn't refreshed in a while.
Attack of 19. And I wish to reroll that one due to my ish. Ooh, nice. So at 9 damage, that'd be 53 points of damage if a 19 hits.
Remember, that gets doubled as well.
Oh, yeah. So 53, so that's 106.
No, not the whole thing, just the 10.
No. Oh, you know, yeah. Oh, right. So it'd be 18.
So you take off two and add 20.
What happened to auto fire or burst fire?
It's burst fire.
Which is...
Did he hit with a 19?
Yes.
Yeah, so then...
Yeah.
So yeah, that 10 is a 20. Take off two and add 20. So that's
62 points of damage.
Huge amount of damage.
Are you not doubling this? This is not 88?
It's built in. Oh.
Just not the one he re-rolled.
Hang on a second. Merrick.
Yeah.
Okay. You're fighting in a...
is that 95?
Is it 95, which I seem to have lost here. Oh, my ship's going bonked.
So that was 5d10 times 2.
Okay. So that's 44 damage, but it didn't times 2 it, did it?
Yes.
Oh, it's... Okay, sorry. You guys have put it in on the multiplier in the sheet. I got it now.
Yeah, so that was a 6, a 4, a 3, a 10, and an 8.
Okay, right. So, and you want to use your ability...
And then times 2?
You want to re-roll. Okay. Yeah. So basically, your best bet is if you're getting rid of the 1... Okay, you're 44 because it's doubled becomes 42, right? And then you turn the 10 into 20 and just re-add it. So 62.
Yeah.
It's probably the easiest way to look at it. Okay. 62 points against me. I have no shields. I have 10 damage reduction. So that's 52. So this thing gets chewed up for 52 points of damage. So let's see here.
I know pilot.
Does that surpass his threshold?
Math in my head.
Level in the damage than the might that is medic.
Threshold of 41.
Oh, comms open. Sorry.
41. So, yes. So, I'm going to put this guy at -1 everything because his vehicle goes down.
Yes. Good job, man. Nice shot.
This is why you pay me.
We need more of these from all of us.
From all of us to all of you. All right. So, that's Merrick. Okay. Gilligar, where do you want Besh to fly you? Oh, we're in a dogfight. So, we start making dogfight checks. So you got to make a dogfight check just to shoot me. Or I should say Besh makes a dogfight check just to shoot.
Okay. And at a -5, is that correct?
No. You're just a
point. Just straight up.
Right.
Just straight up piloting check.
Yep.
Yep. Right?
Versus my straight up piloting check.
Ooh.
So you're trying to get you're trying to get behind me. 3, 13, no. So we're stuck in this combat. And unfortunately, because he's evading you, you don't have a clean shot and... You don't get to shoot him.
Okay. But Rama can shoot him. Rama can shoot, but at a -5.
Right. So that's Besh trying to get the shot. But the co-pilot can just shoot away.
Do I have some sort of strafing ability?
No, does it say the character can't shoot or the ship can't shoot? Because, like, if you can't line up a
ship... It says anybody in a gunner position. So the pilot can't shoot if he fails his check, right. But gunners have their own check.
And it's a -5 they were, like, an outside ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I need a piloting check.
No, you don't need a piloting check. You can make an attack roll.
You can just shoot because you're a gunner.
Just put a -5 on it.
Yep.
Okay, so...
And it's the gun, the one gun that you actually man.
Okay, so you gotta picture this. I got a drink in one hand, I got a cigar in the go, and I got another couple of hands. I'm looking around, I'm dodging and ducking and going.
He's in the floaty chair.
That's right.
He's making pew 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 noises, but do you have the skill to back it up? Roll.
Well, I don't know. I hit the roll button, but nothing happened.
Did you confirm it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll pop up that little thing. Put the -5 in the confirmation screen. It might be behind your character sheet.
Six. Miss.
Oh! I had 46 damage. Come on. What the heck?
Doesn't exist in this world if the six is so low. So much energy.
Poopy.
Well, actually, no, that's not true. If those blasters that truly left your guns floated into the multiverse and actually hit something.
Someone is having a bad day. Who knows when, though?
Sucks to be them. I'll just have another drink.
Mm-hmm. So that is Merrick and the chariot. Next, we have Arthur.
Arthur is in a dogfight.
Arthur's in a dogfight. But Arthur like to roll to try and hit me.
Sure. He rolls a 10.
12.
Oh, sorry, 12. Yes, okay. You're right.
That beats my 10.
Sweet. Sorry, yours popped up at the same time I clicked it.
You thought that was you.
And he's going to attack.
He's going to.
Come on, baby. 25 to hit.
Woo!
So close. Yes.
For 28 damage.
Take 10 off just from my damage reduction. So that's 18. And chew him up. He's dropping rapidly. Not doing very well at all. Go, and Arthur. Arthur, the ace pilot, right?
Going to attempt it to...
Now, an R4 unit is... Looks like...
Actually, no. He's going to maintain it.
Yeah?
He will not make that attempt.
Okay.
Rolling around
the combat, yeah.
He'll throw another Swift in to get that second... That shield up to the second thing. Got to do it every round consecutively. So, might as well.
You guys put like...
Oh, wait. If he's not moving, he can do two.
Two what?
Ha-ha!
Two what?
Two Swift actions. To complete his shield cycle.
Does a dogfight count as movement?
No.
Okay. So there you go. Mechanics check of 25.
20.
Sorry, 20.
20. 38. Wow, I rolled super high on that.
No, are there any penalties to the roll because you're in a dogfight? Because you're focused.
Shouldn't be.
Because you're focused, you know. It wouldn't surprise me, but if it doesn't say, I'll let it go. Anyway, 33. Yes, your shields regenerate by one cycle. Your 5 becomes a 10.
Boom.
Yes. There you go. Well done, Arthur.
And that's his turn.
Next, we have Poser.
Alrighty. I am going to start circling back and around and kind of getting myself between Rahal and the two speeders.
Got my back.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
So up to this square to get in between the regular cloud car and the... And then... I'm going to take an auto fire shot while also fighting defensively.
Okay, sorry, Reaping, you're turning around. You're going after where?
Going up this way, four squares.
Okay, so you're turning around behind you towards the cloud car that went by, and then you're going up behind Rahal to the north, all the way up, and taking on the Talon car that's engaging him.
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, gotcha. And doing what?
Taking an auto fire shot defensively.
So that's like, negative 10?
Negative 7. Actually, it might be negative 10.
Are you trained in piloting?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, negative.
Negative 10. Perfect.
But you do get a +2 to your reflex.
Yes, I do.
But if you were a pilot, you'd get even more.
Yeah, well, I'm a Jedi, so.
Are you? I think you need to be 7.
I technically am.
That's the question of the series,
seventh level, which is coming quickly. Build your own saber, and you need to face down a dark side opponent. You have to kill him, but you got to defeat one. Only then...
Dude, he hit. That's a hit.
A Jedi will
dude,
you be.
Yeah.
Nice dice, bro.
So I rolled a natural 20, and I shouldn't have auto-fired, because you can't crit auto-fires. But it automatically rolled the crit damage, so we need to divide that by 2. So it's a 19 to hit with a natural 20 for 52 points of damage divided by
26.
2, so 26.
But doesn't your blaster cannons do double damage anyway?
Yeah, he rolled really bad on the damage dice. Oh. But it because he rolled that natural 20, the game system factored
like times four,
times two on top of times his times two.
Okay. Yeah. So 26 total coming my way.
Yep.
Okay. So I take 10 off for my damage reduction. And a 16. Oh, squad leader takes a hit. I don't like you. Excuse me.
You're targeting my boy.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
Move standard. Swift to start recharging my shield.
Okay. Now, all this may should have, could have, would have maybe happened, but as you come into this square below Rahal and then come up here, he does have a chance to engage in a dogfight, which I would totally do. But since I'm technically focused on Rahal, I'm not going to be a dick and just suddenly break off.
He did already make an attempt.
Yeah, I'm going to break off. So anyway, so that's you, sir.
Yep.
And now it is Rahal's turn.
All right.
Rahal.
I'm going to shoot the dude that's engaging on me who just took a hit. And then I'm going to move into a little zoomy zoom around to a flanking position. Not move my full movement, but so like over to this square beside that guy. Shooting him. Come on, baby. Juicy. A 27.
Sorry, like this?
To hit.
Like this?
For 38 points of damage. Yes, exactly.
Look, I have bookends for 27 is a hit. 38 points of damage. Take 10 off is 28. Oh, I'm getting tag teamed. That's not nice. You guys didn't even buy me dinner.
My, how the do you tables like have it? Turned. And I will hit my Swift to start the shield charging operation again.
Okay. Try your luck again. Roll the wheel. And that's you, sir.
Yes.
And now it's time for the bad guy. Bad guy. All right. Continuing our flyby action, buddy's like, help me. So we have this guy sliding up here and taking a shot at Poser, and he'll continue on. Unless anyone wants to try and stop me. No?
It's really rude.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10. And he will be taking a shot at point blank at Poser, which means I'm going to officially change my target shot at Poser. The guy in the bottom here is going to slide 2 to get to here, 3, 4 to get to here, take a shot at Rahal, 5. Merrick, do you want to have a go? Because I'm going right by you.
Sure. Let's have a go.
Okay. You want to try and dogfight me?
Yeah. I'm pretty much just in like in VTOL mode. Seeing if I'm like, hey, maybe try to dart off. We'll see what the dice say.
Okay.
And then -5 too. So that means I get a +1.
All right. I have 10.
Yeah.
That's not hard to beat. You can do it.
Use the force. Ooh, 18.
Oh, you do. All right.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Wait on. Oh, dog fighting.
Dog fighted it.
So he can't get any further, but he does get a shot Rahal in the last square. These two are dog fighting. These two are dog fighting. So now for the actual shooting gallery. Wait a minute. I missed my talons. Talons go first. Terribly sorry. This guy is going to come in behind and engage Merrick. And he would have actually provoked first if you want to dogfight him. He's your prime target.
Sure. Yeah. We'll, okay. We'll re-roll off.
No, I'll let you keep your roll. Because with all my roll, all I got to do is actually add 1 11 and let it stand just because my mistake. So my mistake shouldn't cost you a good roll. It stood. Okay.
All right.
So,
cool.
So now you're dogfighting with the Talon.
Whoop-ah!
We'll flip you around. And I kept going. 7, 8, 10, 12. I'm over here now. That last dog car. And then we've got dogfights down here to resolve. These guys here, I'm going to... You're the first person to actually hit me, so I'm going to try to shoot at Poser and fly under you. So that's 4. You want to shoot a dogfight?
Yes, I will try that. 15.
Against my piloting of 7, which gives me a 18. No, sir, sorry. Okay, now, resolving the shooting gallery... Let's start.
Good try, though, Poser. Good try.
Let's start with...
you try to engage?
He takes a knee. Will you, Poser Sham, take me? Sorry. Talon Cloud Car Combat. The actual taking of the shots. Which, again, he's actually just going to try to do a standard shot. No more spray and pray. We're going to try and actually, like, you know, take good shots here. At Poser with a 6. At Merrick with a 16. That actually hits.
Oh. Piloting check. Dog fight.
Yeah, but he provoked. I shot first, then my movement provoked, and you brought me into one. So, okay. So no, sorry. Daddy learned his lesson last time. Talon cars do 40-10 times 2. Ow. 12, 24 points to you, sir. Your shields are at 5, so they drop to 0. But that takes 5 points off, leaving with 19. Your damage reduction absorbs another 10, so you only take 9 points, dropping you to 108. So you're not bad. You're not bad off. And then you pulled him into a dogfight because he shot you in the ass.
Yeah.
Right? Right. Okay, that's the Talons. And then the Cloud cars all took their shots and now are trying to, are their moves or whatever, but they're trying to shoot here. Now I've got one Cloud car didn't move, so he's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4 and try to get in on, oh, you know what? He's being called up by his boss, though. They're dogfighting. I'm probably better off helping them with the two first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 7 puts me here. 8, 9. Rahal, do you want a dogfight? 10, 12.
I will attempt the dogfight, yeah.
You will attempt the fight of dogs?
Fighting of the dogs. -5, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, baby. 2, 18.
Because you're reacting to him like just doing good old piloting rolls of 7, 19. Sorry.
Ooh, nope.
Sorry. Okay, now the Talons have done their damage and flown. Now we're going to resolve all the damage, or sorry, the attacks and then possible damage of...
Oh, that was a Talon that did that? I thought
no,
that
was Cloud Card. Cloud Card. I'm just saying the Talons I've already done.
Oh, okay.
So these guys, again, are just going to try to take Cloud Card. +3. Okay, starting at the top of the
board. Oh, I couldn't have. I already made a dogfight attempt. Never mind.
That's fine.
I missed anyways.
Oh, my bad for asking. Okay, so the top Cloud car on the far left that drove by, I've tagged them with the last person I shot at, which is Bowser. So even though a Talon took a shot at you, I've got a Cloud car doing a drive-by with an 18.
Ooh, yes, that actually hits me, even with defensive fighting.
Now, these guys do 5d10, but it's not doubled. So here comes 5d10. 31 points against Poser. What are your shields at? 10. So they drop to 5. That drops me to 21. And
that is DR 11.
And then your DR drops it to 11. And you're at 106. So that's
this is a good hit.
95. You guys are so tough. Like you give all these hit points left over, even though we're like strafing. And we're not even doing auto fires. We're like trying to straight up shoot you. Okay. Talon's done. I've got two Cloud cars that have tried to shoot Rahal. First one, the shot at 7. Second one, the shot at 21, which is a hit. And the damage. Oh, it's getting so exciting. 21 points of damage. Your shields are at 0. Your
22
damage reduction. Damage. Sorry, 22. Your damage reduction.
Shields are at 0, so damage reduction of 10. DR takes off 10, 12 points.
And, yeah, but you have 40, man. You're in bad shape.
I'm not in bad shape.
You're down to 20, if I'm not mistaken.
What?
You have 40 points left.
40? No, dude, you have not done 80 points of damage to me.
Been tracking it.
Yeah, but you haven't. You've been tracking it wrong then, because I'm sitting at 100.
Right. So, Matt, no, we checked. You've got 40 hit points left on your Z95, and now we're down to the three dogfights that are in the bottom of the screen. Merrick's dogfight, Glorious Chariot, and Arthur's, because I saved those for last. So, for us to... Oh, sorry, you're right, two, because the Talon's already gone. So, the two dogfights are the Cloud cards that are left. So, the Glorious Chariot, I need an opposing pilot check to attack you.
Yep.
So someone give me that, and I will do this guy's roll. And it's not -5. We're just rolling.
Yep, it's just opposing.
We're just flying around there.
It's an 8 for the Glorious Chariot.
23 from your Glorious Pilot opposition.
Successful. So as a swift action, you can make one attack.
Right. And the other pilot against Arthur gets you lined up with an 8. Come on, Arthur, tank it. Arthur, Bueller.
Give me a sec.
Bueller.
Hmm? Whoa, yada,
Bueller. Okay, so doing the damage for 20. Okay, so
it's 20 for R4.
So the Glorious Chariot is about to get hit with 20 points of damage, 5d10, not doubled. 20 points, but they have awesome... Nope, their shields are down to 5. So their shields drop to 0, and I've got 15 left, which is your DR. So yep. They take nothing, but you've got no shields left, sir. Okay.
Oh, well, that's okay. Besh will probably start pumping those shields back up. Same with Rami Gilligar.
Right. Now, Besh has been doing a shot and a move or two moves. He's always had a swift. So yeah. I don't mind retroactively, you know, to be fair, retroactively swift like Besh. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So if he's been doing this the whole time, we're about to hit round 6, which means on the Chariot's turn, it'll actually be Besh trying to make his roll. You follow me?
Yep.
because like if you guys didn't spend those actions and it's like, oh, I could have been rotating shields, like, you know, we're new. I don't mind giving that to you. And we are on top of round six of this first glorious combat. I mean, let's have a quick, shall we have a look at the battle board and see what they've won? We've got three dogfights going. We've got the extra, there's always like an extra dude or two that goes after Rahal. It's not really my intent to like be so mean, but he just draws so much aggro. I mean, don't pinstripe your ship before you get in it.
Yo, I didn't have time for that. If I did, I would have, though. Hey, I totally would have.
He drew a Rancor. He drew a Rancor on his.
I just fly extra flashy.
Extra flashy, right?
Everyone's like, follow his lead. And yep. We're like, yeah, go wing leader. And I'm just like, go wing leader.
Listen to him.
That's right. And we will see you next time on We Shot First.